רבי יוסי חזן.
Good morning. We find ourselves in the 3 weeks which are known as Bein HaMetzorim. Al Shem, the pasuk in the beginning of Eicha, Kol Reifel, Yisigua, Bein HaMetzorim. In the words Bein HaMetzorim, actually there's two pshatim in Rashi, Medrash. One is that it's a time of Tzora, even though we say a Tzora Hil Yankiv Ummi Mena from the Tzora Gufa, comes Yivoshea, comes to Yeshua. Or the word Metzorim also means, as Rashi brings, boundaries, parameters, borders. And therefore it's brought to one of the reasons why it's called Bein HaMetzorim, is brought in time Emet Hogim, Bemis Demokar, Bein HaSoschor, Bein HaSoschor, Bein HaGur Tekalva, Bein HaGur Tepirka. That it's interesting that all the weeks connected to the Bein HaMetzorim, in Parshas Pinchas, in Matas Masay, and in Dvorim, we read the mitzvah of Chalukas, the Gvulas of Eretz Yisroel. Le'elot Echol Ekoritz, in Ha'itika Parsh. Which is a chizrik to call Yisroel, even Bezman HaGolos, we're taking Le'elot Echol Ekoritz, will be given a portion of Eretz Yisroel. And this, before I even begin the shir, is connected to the general heading of, we read Parshas Pinchas this week, Pinchas Ueliyo, who is the Mavasar HaGaula. And therefore, in this week's parsha, we have the all the karbonis of the yomim tovim, the tzvizim, the musaf, right? Because as I've said countless times, I'm not going to repeat it. It's brought in Sfarim HaKadoshim, Rav Yisrael, and Rav Shalmish, that the be'etzem kol reitzvel yisigua bein hametzorim, support from Leibish of Lanzut, that is Rashi Tevis habrocha. That the emes of bracha and simcha and yamim tovim and all gutes achen for all of Klal Yisrael, but emes is knows to shayrish the mocker is dafki in the 3 weeks, and therefore the pasuk said we read the karbonis to meoirer in yidden tishmeru lahakriv liba mayadli, says this was emes to meoirer by yid the gaguim, the yearning for tishmeru milosh and v'aviv shomeres adover, to look forward to once again karbonis. And as the Imri Noyim says, therefore, by Pinchas it says, Heishev is Chamosi, which is 1,176, which is 21 times Yoim, that he was Meishev, the Chema, the wrath, the anger of the days of Bein HaMetzorim. And it's brought in Sforim Akdoshim that if you reckon, it's a whole discussion, if you reckon 22 days Bein HaMetzorim, inclusive of Tisha B'Av, then how many hours are there in Bein HaMetzorim? 22 times 24 is 528, which is Gimatria Mafteach, Mafteach HaGeula. And as the present Munkach Rebbe Zolkul Zayn says, it's also Gimatria Oz Yoshir, Sharlay Nemer Ela Yoshir, that Smaram is on the Gula Lassid Lovi. The point I'm saying this why is, when a person laments, he mourns over the Churban, we say what's called Kinnis. I think Reb Nachman of Breslov says, if you scramble the letters Kinnis, you get the word Tikkun. In other words, the purpose of the exercise is not just to mourn over the past, but to find a way to masakin the shayrish of the which brought to the churb. Dahainu. In this world, at the moment, we have kashes, tzaddik v'raloi, and badur derech rishoyim saleh, a lot of kashes and problems. However, we say in davening, in benching, harachman yishlach lana with Eliyo Anovi, zochor latoiv. And the Chido and Dvash Luthi says, interesting, Chazal HaMaram is that the Gemara says in Brachas Tavches, our Elio Be'arba, that when you say Elio, you don't say, Olav HaShalom, Zeich HaTzadik V'vracha, say Elio HaNovi, Zohar Latoiv. Dafka these, Elio Be'arba, these four words, because Elio HaNovi, Zohar Latoiv, is Gematria 400, which is Mechuvin Kineged, the Arba Meyes Ish of Esav, of Edoim, that Elio has the power to vanquish the forces of evil, and through that, Yivastel on the Besayrus Tavis, Yeshua's Vinachomis. The Emes Israel, where I'm sure, adds, in Sanzach, the Sheirish of these three expressions is Toiva, Yeshua, and the Chomo. Besayrus Tavis, Yeshua, is Vinachomis. So the Sheirish is Toiva, Yeshua, and the Chomo. Toiva, Yeshua, and Nechom is Gematria 516. What is 516? I gave a whole shiur numerous times about it. No? Gematria Teku. Teku. When you have in the Gemara, I think 390 times, Kasha, which is like Ifshita, we can't come to a resolution, it's a difficulty, it stands. So Chazal say it's from Kudmoinim. The Teiku stands for Tishbi Yitareis Kushis Vabais. Why Dafka 500? If you remember, I just gave a whole shir once on it. It's for Maktation. That the MS, how many times did Avram Avinu daven to go into Eretz Yisrael? Less Chanon, 515. What did I say? How many times did it says that 3 weeks is Mesugul for Shikha. You gotta have the Koran. How many times did Avram did Moshe Rabbeinu daven to go into Eretz Yisrael? Kamina Less Chanon, 515. If he would have davened one more time, he would have cracked it. So the Eber said, Rav Loch al Tosef Taberle. Because 516, he would have been vanquished. 516, which the Gemara says in Brachas, there are six dinim of six poti din of Malachi Chavolo, right? Which is connected, says the Vilna Gaon, the Gro and Aderes Elio, six times Elikim means the Sadin, which is mentioned in the first day of my separations. Elikim is 86. How much is 86 times 6? 516, right? And that's Gematria Teku, and Moshe would have conquered it. It would have been 516 is Gematria Yeshir, which is Rashi Tevis, Yiskadol, Yiskadash, Shmeirah. That's equalizing, vanquishing, neutralizing the powers of evil, Midas Hadid. But Rav Nachman says in Likut Maran, the Iker is not just to overcome the negativity, Teku, right? The Iker is to add a Langen Nun to the end of Teku. Teku at the moment is, Eliyahu will come. He'll answer our difficulties, that which we don't understand, which we're blind, we're tachinei miris. The ikr is to put a langen nun to the end of teku, and then you have the word tikun. And kinus is, oisius tikun. And as the Sfas Emma says, the langen nun of tikun added to teku, can I get six times? Is really the langen nun in this week's parsha, as we'll discuss at length, that when the Bnei Slavkot came with the Taina Lom Yigar, so what did Moshe do? He brought Mishpaton with Al Izrapse Lifnei Hashem. The langen nun of Bnei Slavkot somehow is connected to the nun added to Teku, which brings Tikkun to the world, the opposite of Kiddus. Which what I said now, I don't have a clue what I just said. In other words, the Geula comes by Elio, through Elio Hanovi, which is Pinchas, which Pincha Elio Ba'arba, which is Keneged, the Milu Shemali Havai, Yudke Vovke, four letters, as it says for him, in this world at the moment, Ein Hashem Shalem, Ein Akizah Shalem, the Abish's name, his kingdom is incomplete, and Elio Ba'arba, Elio, by the way, if you realize, everything of Geula, what's missing in the world is the Vovke, Kiyarokhe is Yudke, missing the Vovke. All in Yodim. Tshuva is Toshuv Vovke. Geula is Goal Vovke. Elio is Keli Vovke. What does that mean? Yudke Vovke is Nutrik. You're not going to be a genius. We got Yisbuchu Hashemayim, the Sogavos. Even if his man Hagolus, the Yisbuchu Hashemayim, Vatutzuk in Himmel, that's complete. Vosvelt, the Vovke, the Sogel Oritz, bringing the Shekhinah down here, Betachtoinim. That's why Elio Hanovi is unique. That first of all, how long was his mother expecting him? Did she carry him? 12 months. Because Avodah Elio, I said many times, is the bitter of the guf. Faker from Moshe, which is in the Neshama, is Avodah's haguf. And Elio Hanovi, Ola b'sayra shemaimah, he went begufay lemaila. So Sforim say, Chazal say, Elio Hanovi is da, it dwells by Ilam Hazen, Ilam Haba, here in Gan Eden, Kibayis Valiyah, like living in a house in the attic simultaneously. Because Elio does away with the difference between Elio and the Metachtoinim. Therefore, if you remember, on the second day of creation, it doesn't say Kitoiv, because there was a period of Vyadilikim. Between the Mayim, Lemoyim, between the Yoyim and Tachtoinim. On the third day, what happened? It says Kitoiv, Pamoyim. Yeah? Because now you had the Chibur of Elyoyim and Tachtoinim. Elio is Gimatria, two times Shem Havai. 52, two times 26. Elio brings down, there was a Zohar Latoiv. Yvaslan of Besuras Toivos, Lashon Rabim, Aldera Kitoiv Yem HaShlishi, which is connected to the Gula HaSidro, which is the base of Migdosh HaShlishi, which connects El Yoyin and Vetachtoyim. Well, the Fizai understand, I'm saying this, but there are Hakdomot we want to talk about. It's brought in the Kuti Yehuda, B'Shem Dar Masayim Tzoyfim, B'Shem Dechlu Sharim. that Elio Hanovi was a tikkun of the chait of Nodav Avihu. Never heard this before. I said this 105 before this. What was Nodav Avihu? Bakrivam Eish Zora, Asher Leitziva Yisrael. Al Deros HaPinchus, the Gemara says the Hedron, Habo Limloich, Ein Meirin Likei. The difference is, Nodav Avihu didn't ask Moshe, and Faker, Pinchus, was Nichtani, asked Moshe Rabbeinu, what should I do? So therefore it says in Zohar HaKodesh, Pinchas, was misakin the chet of Nodav Avihu, and the neshama of Nodav Avihu was nisaber in Pinchas. I said many times, when a year has to daven after the Oyer Rachm Rabim, we use the expression, Ono Hashem. Ono Hashem, Atzlichon HaKodesh. Ono stands for Elio Nodav Avihu, Yodua. Therefore it says in Pasuk, Pinchas ben Elazar, who's also been Aaron HaKoyen, because he also has the neshama of Nodav Avihu, the sons of Aaron. Therefore, he got the guna afterwards. What was the chet? By the way, it said in Svarim, why is the karbonus in this week's parasha? Because just like there's a mizbeach down here in the Mishkan, later in the Beis Hamikdash, there's a mizbeach lemaila in the Ilum Hazvul, the heavens, right? And there, Michal Saragodl is makriv neshama shseim shaldikim. What was the first korban when it was mechanich the mizbeach lemaila? Michal brought up the neshamas of Nodav Avihu, and once Pinchas was mesakin their pagam, and he went with Mesidas Nefesh because the Zimri would have turned there, then he became the tikkun of the shlemus in the mizbeach lemaila, and therefore that brought a shlemus in the mizbeach lemato, and hence all the korbanos are mentioned in the parsha of Pinchas. That's by the by. And that was the this week's parsha is the parsha of Pinchas to Elio, who's mechaber, who connects spiritual and physical heaven and earth, Geshem and Ruach. By the way, parenthetically, that's also the difference between this parsha Be'ikir is when we're appointing a successor to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yifkar, yeah. What happened here? It says in Sfarim HaKadoshim, we have a principle, dur v'dursho. The dur is according to the manig, and the manig is the fiat dur. And there's a world of a difference between Moshe Rabbeinu's Hanhoga and the Hanhoga of Yeshua. Moshe Rabbeinu himself was a person we say ki min hamayim mishisiu. As Reb Chaim Vital explains, Sharakdusha, he's totally separated from mayim, which is taivas atanugu. He has no connection to gufnius, to physicality, to the material, to the belt. And therefore, the Der HaMidbor didn't enter Eretz Yisrael. You know why? Because as the Arvei Nachal says, they didn't need Eretz Yisrael. They were mufka from Eretz Yisrael. They had no connection to avoid the Begashmas. Because that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was. And that's who they were. And therefore, they were outside of Eretz Yisrael. They died in the Midbar with Mon, with a Be'er, with totally a spiritual hothouse. Yeshua is Begimatria B'chol Drochecho Do'eyu. Yeshua brings Yidin into Eretz Neshoves, etc., etc. A different one. And therefore, what did Moshe pray about Yeshua? Ko Yoshiacha, anyone was here to see him last night? Rabbi Lampit book. Ko is Yud is Olam Habo. Ke is Olam Hazeh. How, going into Eretz Yisrael, where you could be involved in picking oranges, whatever, right? You need the Chibur of Yud Ke, Olam Habo, and Olam Hazeh. Which is why Yankov Avinu chap the Yud of Esav. His original name was Osui. He was Ekev and he was Osui. And Yod Echezes Bakev Esav, he took the Yud from his name, put it in the head of beginning of his name, to Mechaber the Yud Eilam Habo, together with the Ekev, which is Eilam Hazem. And therefore they had two different methods of learning. I'm just taking the Pederach HaKdom. Chazal say, Pnei Moshe, Kepnei Chama, Kepnei Yeshua, Kepnei Levon. What's the difference between the sun and the moon? The sun is luminous, and the moon receives its light from the reflection of the sun. Which it says in Pritzadik and Ulsvarma Zoyer, that is Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shalpeh. Torah Shebiksav is direct divine communication. Torah Shalpeh is understanding what the Eibishter said. Therefore, Torah Shebiksav is always connected to daytime. Lichtig. That refers to Bali Talmud. That's Chazal say in Medrash and Tachuma, when Moshe Rabbeinu was 40 days, 40 nights in heaven, how did he know when it's day or night? When the Eibishter told him Torah Shebiksav, he knew it's day. Mishnah and Talmud, he knew it's night. Can't do it in many, many mikvahs. Vayavdil, this five times the word oyer appears, right? Vayavdil lekim ben oyer ben achoshek. Can I get the five commission from Torah? Say Chazal, that refers to the sefer, the chumish of Bamidbor, which is mavdil, which Bamidbor separates between the doer yoytze Mitzrayim to the doer who enters into Eretz Yisrael. Right? What does that mean? Because there's two different huggers. Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shalpeh. Port Maral and Be'er Goyim and other places. That Torah Shebiksav, when the Eved directly, that is an hugonesis, something supernatural and transcendent. Torah Shebiksav, which is human, rational, logical, that refers to an hugotivis. What? Torah Shebiksav is an hugonesis. And Torah Shavalpeh is an Hagat Tivis, Gizu. Therefore, the Torah starts Bereshis. Reshis refers to Torah. Reshis darkly, right? Beis Reshis. There's two types of Torah. There's Bereshis, Beis Reshis, Esa Shamayim, which is Torah Shebe Ksav, Vesa Ore, it's a Torah Shavalpeh. Chazal say, Yitzchak and Vitala Shamayim, that refers to Torah. Umishmane Ore, that refers to Mishnah. Shamayim and Ore, Torah. Therefore, by the way, Yud-K is Yud-K, that refers to Torah Shebiksav. Yud is Aseret HaDibros, K is the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Vav-K is Torah Shebaal Peh. How many Siddurim are there in the Chamisha, in the Shisha Siddurim Mishnah? Figure yourself. Vav, would you bring that Talach and whatever. Nachstul Nyanin. The Iker of this week's Parsha is this Tikkun, which Pinchas Eliyahu will bring into the world, Shemayim Va'oret, connecting Kashmir and Ruchdis, Eliyahu and Taktoinim. And therefore, there's the tikkun, the Torah gives us an etzah of how to come to this. There's many things I could speak about this week on a topic, but I want to speak about a very simple topic, the inyan of chivuv of Eretz Yisrael, of cherishing Eretz Yisrael. Why am I speaking about it? Because the whole churban came, because a few weeks ago we read in Parashat Shlach, the Chet HaMeraglim, and David HaMelech summarized what was the Chet HaMeraglim. Vayimasu be'eretz chemda. There were muyas in Eretz Yisrael. So obviously, Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz, the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Eretz Chem, the Eretz Atzvi, right? So the Tikkun is, as the Kuzri famously says, Pasuk says in Tilim and Kubeis, Ato Sokum Terachim Tzion, He is the Chen and Akiv Amoyed, the Eved shall have Rachmanus on Eretz Yisrael. Next Pasuk, Ki Rosu Avodel, Zavonel, Vesafar Yechinon. When Yidden have Gaguim and Shashuim and Shtoikikus to Eretz Yisrael, as the Gemara says in Ksuvah, Tavkuf Yibbeis, the Tanoim, the Amiroyim, Akvish, which to kiss, keep the Akoi, the borders, then you know it's a time, where do I see the Indian of Chivav and Eretz Yisrael, this week's Parsha? You don't gotta be a genius. Beginning, it says, Uva Eila Lahoya Ish Mipkudei Meshiv Arna Koyen, Shapak, the Rodom Sinai, Ki Omar Hashem Lahem, Mois Yimusu Bamidbar, Leinoislam Ish Kiim Kalev and Yifun of Yerubun. The only one who remained from the Dera Midbar were these two people. Right? Says Rashi on the words, Uva Eila Lahoya Ish, says Rashi Yakovish, Aval Alanoshim Leinigzer Gzer Samarak. On the women folk, there was no gezeirah of the meraglim. Why? The fi shehein hoyu mechavavis esorts. They cherished Eretz Yisrael. Hanoshim oimrim nitna reish v'neshuva Mitzrayim after the chet meraglim. They wanted to go back. What they called, doesn't mean Eretz Ovas Cholodosh, right? Mitzrayim. They go back. And hanoshim oimrim reish tzno lonu achuzu. And therefore, it's nisbucha, through this parasha of the census, we already have the story of B'nai Yislav. By B'nai Slavcha, it said, B'nai Slavcha, the Menashe ben Yosef. Why ben Yosef? We know Menashe is ben Yosef, says Rashi, because Yosef was also Mechavis Oretz. And he said, Valisim, that's Moisei. Hello? By the way, parenthetically, let me just tickle your brain cells. Everybody, all the Mephorish, I'm not going to answer you right at the moment. Everyone asked the Kasha, what's the Raya? Because you had five women, incredibly sagacious women, and they were Mechavav Eretz Yisrael. Is right, all women in Kal Yisrael were all Mechavav Eretz Yisrael? Make a taste. One little family loved Eretz Yisrael. Hello? All women? Moreover, the Mepharshim, maybe they wanted Nachuza, Nachla, and Eretz Yisrael. Because were they going to starve? There was no welfare, there were no food stamps. What were they going to do? They needed something to live on. It said many kashas on this Rashi, which we'll deal with. Of Rakitzer, I see two times in Rashi, he brings about the Indian of Chiva Eretz Yisrael. Be'emes, the Tfer Shleima, later in Parshas Masa, uses the Bnei Shlofcho to explain the importance of Shalu Shleim Yerushalayim, that the Issa in Parshas Leisis of Nachla, you can't move a, they were not allowed to marry a different Shevet, because the tribal lands should not be transferred to another tribe. Is here all the Yud Beis Shiftei Kar are called Kedoshim, called the holy people, and yet you don't want to lose your chelik. Alachas kamu v'kam kol koshkem v'galachoyim. Says the holy Tiferes Shleima. Bizmaneinu when Eretz Yisrael is biyata yishme'elim, and as the pasuk says in Tilim, bo goyim nachlasecha timu as heichol kochecha somu yishleim the yid. How much more so a yid has to be what the Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Amalev. See, when he doirish ain't law, me call the boy drisha, he has to be a doirish, let's see, and to care passionately about Eretz Yisrael. Because that positive, ve'etin l'cha Eretz chemna nachlos svi. And the Medrash which says, merdiga Medrash, Omer HaKadosh Baruch, chaviva alai Eretz Yisrael min hakom. Hello? So the tikkun of Yamasu, Eretz chemna, is the chavivas of Eretz Yisrael. And why is it called Eretz HaTzvi? So a merdiga word from the Medrash Rebbe. So he says, the pasuk said in Shir Hashirim, "Doime doidi litzvi." The Eibishter, my beloved, is like a tzvi. So what's a tzvi? Tzvi is lashon chemda, tshuka, desire, passion. I don't know the word in English. Says the holy Rav Shlomo Kaliner. Why is doime doidi litzvi? To the extent that a yid expresses his love, his liefshaft, his chukka to the Eibishter is marahim, his love to him. Well, Derech says the Yisra Bracha, the Marjus Rebbe, to the extent that a yid shows his love to Eretz Yisrael, to that extent Eretz Yisrael shows his love to him. That's what Eretz Hatzvi. By the way, the fees that you understand something else. I saw from the Wiener Rav, the Glumzain. In Parshas Shlach, when Moshe appoints Yishaya ben Nun, he changes his name, Vayikra Moshe Yishaya ben Nun. Yeshua, he added what? A letter? Yud. Where did he get this letter, Yud? He went to Woolworths and bought a Yud. Rashi brings the word ahead in Nakuzayn. Chazal say, in Medrash, actually, Roshim Be'echoi said, the Ois Yud was tossed with Nekisei Akovit and said before Rabbein Shalom, because I'm the smallest of all the 22 letters in the alphabet, therefore you just... I was in the name of Sorai, an Isha Tzitkonis, and now you just cast me away in lieu of a hay. Said the Eibishter, till now you were part of a name of a Nekeva. Now you'll be in a name of a Zohar. Till now you were the last letter in the name Sorai, ends with the Yud. Now in the Zohar, Yeshua, you'll be the first letter. Hello? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu, if he has to find a Yud, the Hakarain to Yeshua's name, why did he Hakarain a Yud from Sorai? Mishnah Dalfi Yehuda asked the Kasha, the Pasuk says, Ve'avdi kolev ekev asher hoya ruach, hoyser ruach acheres yima. You could have said ruach acher. Why is the Lashon Nekev not Lashon Zohar? Says the Dalfi Yehuda, what kind of ruach was in kolev? And what kind of spirit did Moshe want to invest in Yeshua? Dafka, feminine spirit. Why not of Sorai? Why? Because Rashi says this is passion that Noshim Abachav is Eretz Yisrael. So I want to put a love, a leapshaf Eretz Yisrael. They dafka put a feminine spirit, which I have to understand what in the world does this mean. But we'll do. Al kaponim the Galen Yanenu at the moment when you bench, you say Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Chemda Toiva Urchov. So on the one hand, Eretz Yisrael is called the Eretz Chemdo, because every naturally, Yerushav or Mavinu, has a Chemdo to Eretz Yisrael, a desire for Eretz Yisrael. Moreover, Fakir to Settings Forum, Eretz Yisrael is a Chemdo that her children should come back home. And a Chutzdem is brought in Yismach Yisrael, everyone's called Eretz Chemdo Toivo. Eretz Yisrael, Gitar Rein, Eretz Yiddish Haaretz, a Chemdo for good things. Mashenke in Manchester, New York, Tallahassee, whatever. Gitar achemd for artsius. But we say a principle, Eretz Yisrael, govoyim b'chol arosis. The artsius of Eretz Yisrael is ruchnis. Right? So it's an Eretz chemd or toiv. By the way, can I just add something? What else do you know is called a chemd? something cherished, something desired, something we covet, we yearn, what else is called chemda in Yiddishkeit? Shabbos Kodesh. Hello? Chemda Sayyam in many places. And what else? Torah is called the chemda genuza. Torah is called kli chemda. Pergiovis. Hello? Why not get these three things? The path is very simple. You don't got to be a rocket scientist, a mystic, to figure out Eretz Yisrael, Shabbos Kodesh, Torah, are all, Torah, well, we're talking about here, are all feminine. They're all bevchinas malchus. Anything which is malchus, which is the lowest of the sphera, there's a hester, there's a tzimtzum. It's concealed. We'll soon discuss. You don't, look, can I be blunt with you? If you go to by Shabbos, it's a final yid, you go to mikveh, you whatever, you say shirashinim, I'll give that. If I were to put you on a drug, right, and sleep you, get you to sleep for a few days, would you naturally know, feel the difference between Shabbos and Tuesday? Be honest. No. Tzadikim, yeah, the Rishon was a little child in the plain of the sand, he could tell the Tzidur fish. People, Arkenu, don't naturally, instinctively, innately feel, right? The Kedusha Satoru, right? Naturally, you don't feel the Kedusha, the Ruchnius, the Getlachkeit in Torah naturally, as you work on yourself. Eretz Yisrael, you go to Eretz Yisrael, you go on a jet, and you see skyscraper, you see Azazah, it's not natural, unless you work on yourself, to find the Kedusha in Shabbos, in Torah, and Eretz Yisrael, which, by the way, these are the three things the Gemara said. There are three things which are nikna b'yisurim: Eretz Yisrael, Torah, and Olam Haba. And Shabbos, lechme'ein Olam Haba, you have to horv. Misha Torah, be'erev Shabbos. And these, by the way, Ram Shor says, is Olam Shana Nefesh. In time, it is Shabbos. In spatially, in geography, in space, it's Eretz Yisrael. And in terms of Nefesh, it's a person who learns Torah. Why do you have to horv? Why do you need Yisurim? Because these are gems that are hidden. And you have to horv it to uncover them. And this, in other words, that's something which is not naturally, ostensibly, superficially, from a cursory view of life, you don't necessarily see them. Which is why I said that this is why the month of Tammuz and Av are the two eyes. By the way, Pinchas Elio is Gematria, two times Ayin, Kiyodua. Because the purpose of this month is to open our eyes and to see deeper. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever bechina, you're dealing with the yid, everyone speaks about Avos Yisrael, they need to be dan, it's called Odom, Lechav Schus, you need to open your eyes and to see. Tzadikim were dan Lechav Schus people because they related to spiritual, they related to a person in the Shom. I relate to the size of your nose. What kind of hat you wear? I'm a superficial person. I relate to superficiality. Shabbos, I relate to Kugel, to Cholom. Right? Eretz Yisrael, I relate to whatever. To relate to something hidden, something which is mechusu, which is nelam, to the hagonas in something, you need work on it. Therefore, the Medrash says in the beginning of Shlach Lecha, Zesh Amar Akosiv, Lo Yodu, Lo Yavinu, B'chashechi Yisalochu, Kitach Einayim, Kitach Marisinim. You don't see, you don't understand, because your eyes are blinded. Right? And the Avoida, like, vis-a-vis Eretz Yisrael, Kiddur of Chaim Sonnenfeld, when he would meet tourists from Europe, whatever, and they would speak about, he would always tell them, Ure'ei betuv Yerushalayim. To be able to see the goodness, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim of Eretz Yisrael, I'll give you a funny story. The previous Belz Rebbe, Rav Aaron's Chuz Yogin Leinu, Kodesh Elyon HaMalach Hashem Tzvok, his mamash is out of this world. No doctors could not understand how he lives, because he ate only once a day, and he ate nothing. When he came to Israel, he would have his meal at night, one is his sole meal of the day. What would he eat? Vegetable soup without vegetables, just a soup, and have an apple compote. Was nothing, you know. What? We would always ask the Gaboyim, the Meshamshim, is this from Eretz Yisrael? He said, Agam Mekenesh Tzuleichen, or Bedarizal used to eat from Peiris Eretz Yisrael every day. Right. In other words, Zeis Emeres, that's why he dafki eats Peiris Eretz Yisrael. Kedua din Yonam Peiris Eretz Yisrael. Tzadikim mechav gvald. And they would always say yes. They would answer, b'chir, yes, it's Peiris Eretz Yisrael. Gvald. One time he was eating the compote, apple compote, after the soup, which was the meal. And he asked the Mashbak, his name was Rabbi Yitzchak Landa, and he asked him, are you sure these are Peiros Eretz Yisrael? He said, yeah. How do you know? He says, the Zet, these are apples from America. You ever see apples from America? Like, you know, England, that big thing. You know? He says, you see there are small, green, little, rotten crab apples, what we would call, right? It's Zichar Peiros, apples from Eretz Yisrael. So the Bel Zerov was Kyudua, was Shmiris Dibur, whatever was unbelievable, and so many different things. He told him, Itchelak Chazor B'cho, Duchuva, right? You have to say Bepemole that the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael is in Groys and in Reutens and in Zis. You can't speak Bignusam of the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael. At Kanamais. How do you understand the story? Is it a smart aleck thing that you really, you look at the Peiros, you know, it looks very, very dark. The Belzerov says it's Groys and Zeus and Roit when it's yellow and green and dark and whatever. What does it mean? What's the story mean? The Santa Kedusharim, Meridi Kedusharim, which is brought. When Moshe Rabbeinu told the Meraglim to ask them the question, you're going to spy out the land, Im Toivahi Im Ro. So the Kedusharim teach, I, Moshe Rabbeinu, I know that the land is a good land. Even if Badir Kum Tois, that the land is rotten, is raw, but say it's good. Dahainu. Pshat is the reality, right? It's not that Tzadikim were trying to fool somebody or they didn't want to speak. When they looked at Peiros Eretz Yisrael, they saw the Zizkite and the Gruzkite and whatever of Peiros Eretz Yisrael. Because as Tzadikim said, to the extent that a person is good and holy, he will see the goodness and holiness and Eretz Yisrael, everything in it. There's a famous story, a classical story. I told you a story with the Mendel Vitebsko in a different mahalo. Same story is told by the Bas'ayin, who lived in Avruch in Ukraine, Talmud of Ramat Chashnobler, and he moved to Eretz Yisrael because he met a Shadar, and he asked about Eretz Yisrael, and he would tire him with glorious colors, all the Mekabes, Akdushim, and the Kedushim, Eretz Yisrael, Shara Shemayim. And he told him in Eretz Yisrael, right? The steiner leichten wie brillant, wie diamant. The stones of Eretz Yisrael, they're luminous, they're radiant like diamonds. Azoy packed his bags and left Avruch, moved to Tzfas. You can still go today and see the shul of the Bas'ayin in Tzfas, where there was a famous earthquake, and people in that shul, whatever, they still lie on the floor, and they weren't, the second part of the shul was not touched, the earthquake, famous earthquake. Hakitzer Amaisi went to Eretz Yisrael, and eventually, one day, he met that guy who told him about the greatness. Just everything you told me about the Kever Rochel and the Mamasuk Pela and the Kozel, I got it. Over that you told me that the stones of Eretz Yisrael shine like dimension, right? Don't see it. So the fellow said, if you're Zeicha, you see it. The Bas'ayin heard that. He locked himself in his room, in his house. Wouldn't go out for ages, right? Until he finally went out, right? And he made it, told his Mekurovim, his Anshei Shleim, make a Siddur. And he explained, and someone built up the courage to ask him, what's the Simcha Mazois? What's up with the Yontif? Because Ayin said, he told him the story. He said, all this time, it bothered him that he didn't feel the Kedusha's, the stones shining. So he realized this guy who came to tell him, is a shliach min Hashemayim. He worked on himself, he did tshuva, and now Baruch Hashem, he got up, and he saw the stones of Eretz Yisrael are shining, after his tshuva, and now Baruch Hashem, he wants to be mesabich. The Kiddua Maisa that Ramat Slonimer writes, that he wrote to his Rebbe, Ramat Lashabel, he has charot of moving to Eretz Yisrael, because he doesn't spear Kedushas Oretz. And he one day, Shabbos, in the middle of Kedushas Keser, he felt it, and now he had charotah for all the days of his life that he lived in Chutz Lartz. Right? There was once a big tzaddik, the Rachman Sifka Rebbe in Baruch Prak, the Lundstein tells the story. And there was Rudov, one of the great Talmidim, and someone came to him and asked him if he feels Kedushas Oretz. So he asked him, why do you ask me this question? Why don't you ask me if I'm margish the Heubenkeit when I put on talus and tefillin? To the extent that you feel Kedusha when you put on talus and tefillin, you will feel Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. Right? The Imri Emes, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, he wrote a letter to his family describing his feelings, his Ahurim, And he writes, finally now, what I'm saying till him, I'm davening in Yerushalayim, now I understand the meaning of the words, Uveshire, we say in Rosh Chodesh, Uveshire, David Avdecha, and the Shmoyim Birech. It was a famous Jew called Shlomo Zalman Halpert. He worked on mikvahs in Eretz Yisrael. He was collecting money in America. So he went to Gezegenzuch, going back to Israel, to the old square Rebbe. So he said, why are you rushing back? You could stay more, you could make more money, you need it for the mikvahs. So he said, Rebbe, was kenech achzogin, obr de tillim in Yisraelayim, zogzuch goranish. And the square Rebbe heard this, and he used to always chazer over this word. The tillim, the b'shirei, dover avdecha, and the shmoyim birech. And there was the old Rachma Zivka Rebbe, I was lucky to be by his tish many times. He used to go to the Kosel every Thursday and say all of Sefer Tov. So there was a Yid, his name was Rav Engler. He was Rav of Dobro in Galicia. So afterwards he said, when I was in Galicia, I heard about the Indian of a Chernobyl Tilumzog. But now I saw a Yid dying. I said, don't a Chernobyl Tilumzog. And when the previous Rachma Zivka Rebbe, it was once a hurricane, Yerushalayim was Zigagosn. And he used to go every Thursday. So his grandson went into the mayor of Amshinover, and he asked him, did your Zayda go to the Tillum Thursday when there was a Mabul? He said, yeah. So the Amshinover Rebbe smiled, that's Pshat. Mayim Rabim lo yuchlis l'chabbeis zahab. There are people in Yisrael, there's a gewaldig ahab. You know, like the Lahavdil in the Reform now, they want to have the Kuzin. They want to have an egalitarian service. So someone correctly said, what a kuisel to you. The great position based on Migdush, the great position of the Sakarbona, the great position of Mashiach, the great position of Ikri Amuna. Right? You don't believe in the past, you don't believe in the future. By the Rabbir, Yamachshimom, in the Yad HaShlucha, the Midvashecha, you can't offend their sensitivities. But by us, from people, Shulchan Aruch, the emes is, to the extent that you have a shaykhus to Kedusha, b'chal, you have a shaykhus to feel Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael. The emes, when he tore Kriya, the first time in Amakim HaMikdash, he wrote a letter to his family. So again, with the inner with things you don't say in public, and now I understand the din in Tavkuf Lam and Aleph and Shulchan Aruch, that when you go to the Amakim HaMikdash, chayiv l'kriya kriya, achi agale eslibe. It's an unreated heart tonight. It should rip into your heart. Not just kir levavchem v'al b'gdeichem, to elevate a person. In other words, there is an Eretz Yisrael which is Bechitzoinius, and when you have an Inyan of Deirish Letzion, is to look beyond the surface, to dig deeper in it. That's why did the Abraham say, Ela Ores Asher Lecha Areko? Because Eretz Yisrael is a Shtikel Olam Haba, Shtikel Gan Eden. No human being could feel, could spear Eretz Yisrael, could just Eretz Yisrael, until the Abish gives you a Maton. Asher Echo. What's that our Echo? There's a pulse with Mishle, which says, Im tevakshenu ki kesev, uchomat moinim tevakshenu, os tovin yiras Hashem, v'dasol ikimtims. Is the charaya, how, as Emma says, this applies in all in yonim of Kedusha. You could only come to Kedusha if you're an omel, if you're a dirish. Im tevakshenu ki kesev, uchomat moinim. What does a matun mean? A hidden treasure. A treasure is only a treasure if it's hidden. So Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Al Derech Kedusha Shabbos. By the way, Areka with the Lange Chof is also Gematria Shabbos. Kedua. All in Yonim of Malchus are things that are hidden from the naked eye, and you have to Kemat Moinim to Chapsen. Interesting, Ram Shor says, Yiras Havai and Dasalikim is Gematria 1203, which is Gematria Sher Areka with a Matzah Bachof. Which is Gimatria, Yira, and Va'ava, B'miluay, which I have no time to elaborate. Gvaldi Gimatria, in commentary. This, when I told Asher our Echo, I will show you, as Forum Taich, I will show you me, Kishem Shabba Leroy's, Kachba Leroy's, Leroy's, as the Gemara said in the Chagigo. That's why Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Hatzvi. It expands, it Ravcha, Gamda, as the Gemara says in Gittin Nun Zayin. Right? The Zohar says Eretz Yisrael is Bevchinas Yud, which is Re'iyah. In Chus La'aretz, Bevchinas Hey, which is Bevchinas Shmir. In Eretz Yisrael, if you Zoicha, you're able to have to peer deeper and to see deeper than the surface. I'll give you an example. A few weeks ago in Parashas Shlach, it says, V'chazaktem v'lakachtem mipri horetz. What is the priority? Says the Alka Raveni, Rimoinim. Why Jafka Rimoinim? Hello? Why not Jaffa oranges? I don't know, whatever. What do they have in Israel? Those, whatever. Right? So they took everything. They took Anovim. But Chazal said, it's Chazaktem. That refers to Rimoinim. What do you know about Rimoinim? You all remember the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Tezvov. Eliyahu met Rabbi Rashila. He says, well, David says, Ziftarkiya, from all the Tanoim except for Ameir. Why could he learn from Achim? So he's made Yoshiyashon him, Lamed Schools. He learned from Meir, Riemann, Motzah, Tlechei Ochel, and Kliposi Zorok. So the Riemann has a strong Chitzoinis Ike Klippa. The Iker is to look to the Pneumius. That's why Remeir is the one on the Omer who says, Al Testakel Bekan Kan El Mashiachpe. Remeir is the one who in Kiddushin Daflam and Vav says, Ben Kachu Ben Kach Bonayatem. Remeir is the one who says the Medrash, Kustus Oer with an Aleph. He's the Gemara who said the Megillah, Afapecha Yashin Odechi, wrote the Megillah Bapeh. He's the one who sees things not the way they are superficially. Remeir Lushitasi throughout Chas, I once discussed it at great length, is the one the mandomer brachas kishem shemavarech ala toiv kach mavarech ala etc. Who's that mandomer? Remeir always looks deeper. That is the inyan of Remeir. Rab Noi Roy Shemayne Chachomim. Daiga believe ish yasichenul to whom lachirim. The Gemara says in Yuma. Who is lachirim? The Gemara says in Hirius. Remeir. A person sees something which superficially appears negative. Rabbi Meir says, look deeper, look beyond the klippa, look the pneumius. That refers to a person, that refers to Eretz Yisrael. That's why, what did Yeshua do, Vekali, when they came back from the report? Karu Bigdehem. Right? And they said, Ha'ores, Asher Avarnuba, Losaroysa, Toiva Ores. Why Avarnuba? Why not use the same verb as Asher Tarnuba? What do you know about Vayavar Avram Ba'ores? What is Rashi Taich in Lech? Yeah? As opposed to what? Flying on a helicopter? Nichdos Atech is Pratar Avram Avinu, says the Yisabrocha, went into the Pneumius of Eretz Yisrael. Hello? Yeah? Therefore, they ripped their garment. The garment is something superficial. Forget about the Chitzoinius. Look in the Pneumius of things. Therefore, Chazal say, this is Parsha. La Rav Tam Darbe Nachlosoy Velamaat Tam Ish Lefi Bekudav. Says, I can't understand. So many beautiful pushes. Simple fact. La Rav, to a person who's a Rav, who's a Goldel, without a Benksha for Torah, for Kedusha, whatever, he gets not only Be'echus, Be'echus. He understands the depth, the profundity of Eretz Yisrael. A person who's Ma'at, garnished, he sees superficiality. That's, by the way, Derech Agav, B'noy Slavchot. Everyone asked the Kasha, if the father would have had sons to inherit, would they have gotten a portion of Eretz Yisrael? So why did they get? At the end of the day, Sforim say, why do women not get a portion of Eretz Yisrael? Because Ishtake Lichbush, the Gemara in Yevamos, and Ishta Ein Dake Lichbush. So if you didn't fight, you don't get. No pain, no glory, whatever the expression is. No. What? So the women didn't work for it. Why should they get it? Is the Charaya saying this for him? Because Arvin Achaz says, Eretz Yisrael is not captured with a cherev and a chonis. Eretz Yisrael is captured there. Asnil beknaz. When he took Kiryat Sefer, when he started after Bitl Isha, said Kolev, yeah? How did he conquer it? Bipapul. He was maxed to 300 halachas. Eretz Yisrael, you conquered through Torah. Tarbe, by the way, in Oysius and Gimatria, Torah. That's for him say. Hello? So, B'noi Slavchot, because of their chivuv, their tshuka, their agum, their Yisrael, they were marba a new parish in the Torah, a new chizish in the Torah. So therefore they had a shaykhis to the kibbutz of Yisrael Baruchnius. Hence they got a portion which was shaykh to their chilik in Torah. You'll ask me the kasha, maybe they asked for a portion of Eretz Yisrael only because they needed what to eat. Hello? There's many answers probably. I have two answers off the top of my head. One answer is, brought in the Sofer, the Hamik Dover from the Nativ. They were from which tribe? Menashe. If my memory serves me correctly, Menashe got a portion of Eretz Yisrael, a portion in. They asked for a portion with their father's brothers. They wanted a portion of Eretz Yisrael proper, the Kedushas, not an Avriyad, you can have a bigger. Is the Chayyad, they were interested not in the cattle, they were interested in Kedushas. That's number one. Number two, Dimre Emes once said, and once said that when his mother, Yecheved Rivka, the Rebbetzin of Sfasemes, when she was ill in Otvotsk, again she passed away, a yortzeit is Chai El Tofrei Samach. So when she was ill, she was bedridden, but she was learning Parshas Pinchas. And she asked her son, the Emes, the same Kasha. How do I know the Bnei Slavchot asked for a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael? Because they were Mechaver Yisrael. Maybe they needed to live on. And she answered herself. A simple answer. Because when did Slavchot die? Ben Zman the Omer Mekoshish. Ben Zman the Omer Mepilim. The first year or the second year? Take your guess, according to the Deis of Chazal. We're what year now are Bnei Slavchot coming to Moshe? Year 40. Did Slavchot have money? There were no banks in those days. No stocks, no. He had, some, every year had a minimum of 90 donkeys from laden gold and silver. Bizas Mitzrayim, Bizas Yom. If they wanted money, why did they pipe up now? Why don't they pipe up in the way of Mitzrayim? In year number one, well, our father died, there's no heir, could we share the money? The rechush, the lot, the wealth. They weren't interested in money. Is the Chanaya why now? Because now they wanted Eretz Yisrael. But why does Rashi say that Davka Shanoshin Mechavav Eretz Yisrael? It should have said Brislovchon Mechavav Eretz Yisrael. And you see the women talk. Because the Mechavav Eretz Yisrael, you need the feminine quality. Men are chitzonis. You know, they're in the shul, they're the chavim, the rov, the ganzer. Women is chokmas noshim bon sabay, beisa, miyomay lekarosi leishti, ishti ela leishti, beisi. Women have the inyan of kolkvuda basmela pnim. In other words, to develop an inyan of pnimis. The emphasis applies to men or women. The chivav of Eretz Yisrael comes only to a person who is a mevakesh kimat muimim achapseno. Pnimi is that which women have the quality of what? Bina. But even as a tzela, kansha bina yiseir nitalish. When a person looks beyond the superficial, the external, the cursory, the transitory, and looks deeper, whether it's in another Jew, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's in Kedushas Shabbos, in Torah Gufa, whenever a person delves deeper, then you come and you're zoicha to feel the Kedusha, the diamonds of Eretz Yisrael, and then we're zoicha taka to the kiyum of the Yud, that ki eis lechenin lo ki vamoyin ki rotsu avadel es avadel.